So let me know when you're ready. Oh, you good? All right.
Oh, yeah, this shit gonna be hard.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check, yeah. check. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
About time, no bricks. Your opinion, not facts, got the right place. Debates, can't wait. Leave it all on the floor, pump fakes, ankle breaks. Tomahawks, send the crowd off.
Crowd off.
On Mardi Gras, not just ball. This is more life. Where you at, Sal? Address bullshit. Peace, so mellow. Big three shit. Hit subscribe. Skip Shannon A. Smith. This is a new vibe. So on point. Spread it worldwide. Powerful front and center. About to go live. 5, 4, 3, 2, zone. Bro Nation. Welcome home.
Yeah.
Welcome home. What
yes,
is Bro Nation Hoops back, episode 2, season 3. What's good out there, man? I hope everybody had a productive week. You know what I mean? And a lot of good games going on this week, so I hope your team winning. If they ain't, it is what it is. But first and foremost, before we start, y'all know I got my bros with me. For first of all, I go by Mardi Gras. Welcome home. Welcome to the show. Bro Nation Hoops. Of course, I can't do it by myself. I got my bros with me up in this corner. I got my bro, Sal Pacino. What up, bro?
Yes, sir. What up, fellas? What up, Hoopers? What up, big bro?
Chilling.
Let's get to it, man.
Yes, sir. And of course, up in this corner, got my other bro, Peas. What up, bro?
Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas? Let's get this thing started, man. Got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Episode 2, season 3, man. We here. We about to get this thing jumping. We had a dope episode last episode, so hopefully y'all check that out. A lot of debating, a lot of talking, man, and a lot of fun. You know what I mean,
facts. Can I just break the ice by saying this? It's been a good 2 weeks in the Windy City, baby. You know what I mean? I just want to get that out. I gotta get it out my system because I feel like, you feel me, I earned that.
Hey, I give y'all that, sir. Way to play, man. Y'all make it exciting, man. I'm actually watching Bulls games
this season. Yes, sir. That's all we ask, man. Just give us a look. You know what I mean? A look or two. Get us off league pass. I want some TNT. You know what I
mean? APs, how y'all looking out there in the City of Angels?
Ah, man. I put the head on today for this episode, man, to give them some kind of good luck. Cause they ain't looking too good right now. They ain't looking too good. Man, them boys blew, I think, a 30-point lead the other day, yesterday. So
yeah, man.
We're going to get into that later. But, you know, before we start the show, y'all already know if y'all been watching us. We just do a little check-in and see how everybody doing, see if anything new. So I'm going to start with P's. Anything new, bro? What's going on?
Nothing really new. Same. Just working, grinding, you know what I mean, raising the kids. Trying to make the wife happy, you know what I mean, all that good stuff.
I seen a little one. I ain't trying to be in the business, but I seen a little one in gymnastics. Now this new?
No, that was actually Jay been in gymnastics.
Okay. I remember you saying that. My bad. Tripping.
Yeah, no, she been in gymnastics since she was maybe like 6 months or so. That's true. Why she be flipping around the house and all that now.
Dope, bro. Sal, anything new with you, Chino?
Nah, man, not too much, bro. Same old, man. Locking into my boys. Like I said, it's looking good. We're looking good in the Windy City, man. I've been having a good 2 weeks. I get to go to work and talk crazy. You know what I mean? I'm enjoying myself, man.
Chino, what I will say is, I'm going to start off early saying I apologize, man. I apologize.
That's all we want, bro. That's all we want, man. Yeah. Appreciate you, bro.
I watched one snippet of y'all boys, and y'all look official. I give you that.
Yeah, man. That's a different team in the Windy City, bro. It's a different, whole different team. Man.
We got Chino apologizing on the last episode, and you got Peas. I guess I'll get around to it. Not today, though.
Oh, yo, before we get started, I'm going to shout out all my semi-pro guys in the city. The TTBL and the ABA season start Friday, Saturday, October 30th. Shout out to all my guys out there getting busy.
Word. Shout out to y'all, man. Continue to grind, man. It's hard to once you get older. So I definitely salute y'all, man. Y'all out there still trying to get it.
Definitely.
So shout out to
your guys out there too, man.
Yes, sir.
If you're in the city, check them out, man.
Yeah, it's games anyway. We'll probably be posting some of the things too, just to, you know, help support. And we might be in a building. You never know where you'll see a Bro Nation Hoops shirt. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So it's about that time, man. Episode two. We gotta talk about what we came to talk about. Let's jump into this basketball talk, man. And of course, it's a lot going on in the league, but it seemed like for these last three or so episodes, we've been starting with the same subject. So we're gonna start with the Ben Simmons saga. I stole that from Chino.
Hey man, that's what it is at this point, a saga.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I want to get y'all thoughts, because y'all be on point, man. I got to give it to y'all. We be on point, but, you know, y'all be hitting them in their head. So I'm going to start with Sal, man. What you think is going on now in Philly? How you see it turn out? Did your mind change or whatever?
I'm going to have to say, yeah, my perspective is a little different now, like with the more developments that you hear that's going on over there. Like, what I was specifically shocked by was the fact that they had this quote-unquote team meeting, this conversation, and Ben discussed some things that nobody was knowing. Mm. Joel said some things that, you know, he probably was holding, and Tobias, they said they came out of this meeting so-called, supposedly, like with a more understanding mindset of Ben and trying to make it work. And this is the players talking. That's the only reason I get us any merit, because if that's an executive talking, I don't really want to hear that.
Thanks.
I mean, mm-hmm. You might be talking, you might be protecting your asset, but these is his comrades that's talking like this. So that gives me hope that they might be able to mend something, mm-hmm. as players. But I don't see that happening no time soon, because that's a lot to just try to jump right back into a situation after you got all these open wounds now. You know what I mean? So whatever they got going on, I'm proud that they genuinely trying to fix it amongst each other as players, but I don't see him coming back no time soon, just because it's a stretched out situation. It's just a crazy situation over there.
Word. Pease, what you think, bro?
Yeah, obviously, I think I saw a report today where they said Doc, he said Ben participated in shoot around or something, and he looked good and all that. So now Doc, he got to kind of kiss up to him now. But I don't know. I know, like I was saying, you ain't no way he can come back and play for them. But I don't know, that contract they say he got, I think still got like four years left on it, and then like teams really don't want him. So they ain't got no choice but to kind of like kiss and make up now. You know what I mean? But yeah,
I heard two P's. My bad to cut you off, but I heard too that the owner stopped docking his pay as well. Like he only charged him for that one game when he was saying he was going to do it for, so it could go on for 4 years and all that. Mm-hmm. They stopped after they had that mental health meeting or whatever. So that's a key thing too.
That'll change your mentality too. Your boss stopped taking your money.
Facts.
Facts.
Ultimately, yo, we all know the NBA is a player-driven league. So, you know, they got more control over their futures and their situations than they ever had before. So, you know, ultimately it's going to go the way I think that Ben wanted to go, or he willing to go, but it don't help. I ain't even know what Chinos just said, but I just heard you say it. So, but if the players come together in any relationship, it don't matter. You know what I mean? We humans, any relationship, communication is key. So if you willing to, or if you have a positive conversation that, you know, ain't no negative, and you open enough to hear what the other person had to say, can't nothing good but good come from that. So that's big on, you know, the part of the player, especially like a Joel that said what he said, especially on a Ben that feeling the way that he feel, that he able to still come to the table and still talk it out like that. So can't nothing but positivity come from it, whether it be Ben leaving or whatever. Either way, they leaving on a positive note. So that's always good to see between, you know, brothers and, you know, these big star athletes, that they willing to do that, man. But it's still a crazy situation. I just wish Ben the best, of course, like we always say. And wherever he go, if he stay in Philly, he's still an asset to any team. So
Ben Simmons is definitely still Ben Simmons, no matter what jersey you got on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck for him, man. Hopefully we can put an end to this. We ain't got to talk about it no more, no ever episode.
Facts.
We can start talking about how he killing and how they playing together or whatever, or how he playing against something else.
Yeah, because one thing they, I'm thinking they probably realize is, judging out these past couple of games or these first couple of games, they definitely need Ben Simmons to be successful or to be competitive anyway.
Exactly. If they got to run into a Chicago the way Chicago playing right now, you're going to need all you got.
Right. Yep. And I forgot who just Joel just was playing against, and he wasn't looking like MVP status. Yeah. New York just beat Philly. The Knicks. Mitchell, shout out to Mitchell Robinson. He is tough, and they didn't have him in the playoffs last year, and I think that made a significant difference. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Yo. But Joel was looking a little crazy out there without Ben stabilizing the situation.
Yeah.
What you gonna say?
Without having Ben to blame.
Facts. I said, man, free Ben Simmons from Jeff. Facts. Take some of that, put some of that on your shoulders, big fella.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like you said, the conversation has kind of seemed like that's the direction that he's willing to move into. And that's all you want. That's all you want is somebody to hear where you're coming from. And then you're more receptive of where they're coming from. And then y'all can keep it moving, man. So, like I said, hopefully it get better. Free Ben Simmons, hashtag, like Chino said. But speaking of people that ain't playing up to their potential, let's move on to the one and only Russell Westbrook.
Can I start this?
My man. My man got something to say.
Look, I ain't – hey, do you, bro.
Let me start this one off, man. I'm trying to tell you. I left work early the other day because this dude gave me a headache, man, watching the game.
Hey, yo.
if y'all don't know, not to get too personal, but I work at night. So at work sometimes, you know, I'm in a position where I can, you know, throw the game on a phone or something while I'm doing my work, whatever. But I was watching the game and this dude had about 5 turnovers in a row. He's coming down jacking 1-on-4. You know what I mean? He just, like, I think I put up the other day, like, Russ is going to be Russ, man. He don't understand, like, the flow of the game or none of that. He had one game where he did good. With the first game, I think LeBron was out. But just overall, man, he's still just not a good fit for the team. So I think we hit that.
Go ahead. My bad.
No, I was going to say, I think we was all right. We hit that on the nose, and we say he just ain't no way he can fit with that team unless he come off the bench or something.
Mm-hmm. And we have yet, just to keep it real, we have yet to hear a compelling argument about why he should be on that team. So we still waiting, y'all. We still waiting, Hoopers. We here.
Right.
Come on. Let it go. You got it. Let us hear it. We want to hear it. But you was right. Okay.
I was about to say, like, do we think that this is, I mean, obviously, I know we don't think he belongs there, but is there a possible different, like, is there something they could do to make him not as detrimental?
Like, trade him.
That's a great trade answer. Him, man. Great answer.
So we don't see Russ being able to make no adjustment. It is what it is.
A wise man once said, you are what you repeatedly do, or something like that. And He been doing this his whole career, man. You know what I mean? That's why KD got out of OKC, because at the Wild, KD was like, I just can't win with this dude being the main ball handler, you know what I mean, on the team. And yeah, I don't know.
Not even the great LeBron can mellow him out.
Nah. The great LeBron.
Speaking of mellow, I feel bad for your man, yo. Like, Jesus, this supposed to be the moment.
It's supposed to be it, peace. This supposed to be it, bro.
I think my boy, he cursed or something by the basketball gods, man. They tried to get him out the league and blackball him a few years ago. And they finally get with LeBron and the Lakers. And LeBron, he been hurt. Russ, the point guard. Like, yeah. I don't know. That ain't looking good.
Yeah, it's kind of
rough. I say this too, though. My bad, girl. Go ahead.
Oh, it's kind of rough because, like you said, I think we called it, bro. And it's sad to say that because I think I don't even think Russ would be Russ if he dialed his game back. I don't think he won't be as explosive. It's kind of hard for somebody like that to do that. So I as of now, I think we was right. Yo, I think he need to, I mean, they need to look for something else. They need another shooter, you know. And I know Russ' trade value is still high, pretty sure you can get somebody for him, and you know, let him prosper, because right now I think you're holding him back, and it's looking bad for him, like to the eye, like Chino always say, that basketball eye is looking bad for him, and it don't look like he can do anything about it, because that's just the way he's been playing his whole life, and he succeeded playing like that. So do you want to drop it off? And I don't know, man. I don't know.
See, that's why I don't see him getting no chip unless LeBron can pull off a miracle, bro. Like, because you can't win that way. You can't win taking missed bad timing shots. You know what I mean? Making bad timely turnovers. You know what I mean? Going 100 miles. The game isn't to be played at 100 miles per hour the whole game.
No, sir.
It's true.
It's a chess match more so than a physical thing. It's a mental chess match out there. You got to pick and choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just is what it is. You ain't never seen nobody win. Going 1,000 every time, every possession.
And it's crazy because he go 1,000, but he don't have a soft enough touch to you know what I mean, to make. It's like he expect to get fouled when he go into the lane, so he don't care if he make it or not. Kyrie, when he go to the lane, or Trae Young, when they go to the lane, they focusing on trying to make the shot, like, regardless if they get fouled or not. But it, like, Russ just be like, I'm getting to the rim, and whatever happened. It's like he just be laying the ball hard off the rim and all that. He probably got more
missed than
anybody in the league.
They criticized Ben for not having no jump, but this man ain't been able to shoot yet.
Man. It's crazy because was his jumper always this bad, though? I feel like when he was winning MVPs and stuff, like, it was a little consistent. Like, he had the mid-range a little bit. But now it's like every time he shoots, it's just, go ahead, let him shoot.
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I've never known Russ to be like a shooter, or even somebody that you gotta, like, I guess you gotta contest everybody in the NBA, but it's kind of, if we rotating, I'm gonna let Russ shoot type.
Yeah. And it might think I'm being funny, but like, it's to the point, like, his jumper is on the level of a Giannis now.
Facts.
Like, for real.
He always been.
Nah, for sure. He got the mid-range game, but the trade ball ain't never been like something people were scared of. I mean, people was worried about. But before we get off them, I'm gonna shout your man's out again and give him his respect. Because like you said, they set him out the league for 2 years, and this man is ninth on the all-time scoring list. Can you imagine if he had them 2 years?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. People look at that man totally different, man.
Shout out to the Baltimore legend, man. Melo himself. Yeah,
and that he set out two, and he still might go higher on the all-time top 10.
Crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, it's crazy just to put it into perspective. When they was playing that game, somebody was like, "Yeah, next up is Shaq," and when they said, I was like, "That's crazy." You know, because Shaq is like one of the all-time dominant players in the league. But the fact that Melo, like you say, set out a couple years, and still, you know, can catch Shaq, like, put some respect on my boy's name, man. That's all I'm asking y'all.
You got to.
You definitely got to, man. One of the best scorers in an NBA. You can get to a spot whenever you want and hit shots, open shots, man. So I'm a little upset he left Portland, but it is what it is. He trying to go get that ring. So hopefully, I can't even say hopefully, bro, because I'm a Portland fan. But I like Melo, so it is what it is. However that play out, it play out.
You're going to end up like GP and Carl.
Yeah, it's crazy.
On the Lakers, though.
But I'm gonna say, Grah, it's crazy because if I'd have known Westbrook was gonna find his way to make it to LA, I'd have rather Melo stay with Portland and with Dame in him, man.
What?
A real fact. That's a fact.
Yep. Melo had to go from Portland to make some way for Nasir Little, man. He's stepping in and he's doing his thing. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But you know, one person don't contribute to, you know, the loss of or a team playing bad. It's kind of weird to see the Lakers and how they playing, period. And perfect example is that bench little tussle, you know what I mean, with AD and Dwight. I'm not sure exactly what it was about, but I did see it. And I think Pease, was you watching the game?
Yeah, I was watching it.
Can you give us some insight on what led up to that?
Yeah, they said it was something about Dwight. I mean, he was mad that AD made a 75 75th All-Star team. No, I'm joking. I'm joking about that. But
that'd have been a fair reason to be mad too, though.
For real. With Dave Chino, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that.
Yes, sir.
Yep. For sure. But no, I don't know. They ain't really let too much out. I mean, they ain't really say too much about it. When I heard Dwight talk about it, he just was like they had a disagreement on a play or something. And looking at the video, it looked like AD was trying to, I guess, you know, call Dwight out on it. But, you know, Dwight was trying to tell him, like, no, not right here, you know, in the locker room. But let's not do this right here. But I guess that triggered something for AD. And he shouldn't have did it like that, you know, in front of the cameras and all that. Especially put your hands on that man like that. I didn't think that part was cool.
Yeah, that was crazy. So that lead me to ask, I just want to know if we all hoopers, so have y'all ever been on a bench or ever had a heated exchange between a teammate? I haven't.
Oh, for sure.
You have? Yeah. I haven't. What happened, Chino?
Man, I played, I don't know if anybody, any of the hoopers know, I played up CCBC like 08, 09, and 9, 10, and we had a team full of hood dudes. So if you got that and something going wrong on the court, you only really know a couple ways to deal with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You be, so it's aggressive. So you get, and then we get in a small locker room at halftime, we're having a bad game. So, yeah, I mean, any type of scenario is bound to have some disagreements when everybody is like aggressive about what they're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like when everybody is like, think they the one, mm-hmm. think you the one that messed up. Well, if it wasn't for you to do this, you know what I mean? Not mature basketball minds, not an aggressive people. Mm-hmm. For sure, I got into a couple squabbles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, be all love at the end of the day.
What about you, P?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I ain't never had none on the basketball court, but on the football field, I've never been involved in any, but I've seen a couple times where a couple of our teammates, like Sal said, it was just a team full of all hood dudes. We all from, you know, from Baltimore, just playing in, you know, just different leagues. But a couple of times we had some heated discussions with, you know, two teammates had a disagreement, but yeah, it got a little physical. No fist thrown or nothing like that, but just like how AD tried to grab a dude up. But you know, just on that level, just grabbing each other up, trying to show who's stronger.
Now I will say I've been a cause of other teams arguing. Who got him? Somebody step up. Put a hand up.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? I've been the cause of other teams arguing, and then we laugh at it and clap. Ah, look, they arguing. We got them arguing. Yeah, yeah, y'all know how it is. So I've been the cause of a few of them, you know, other teams fight.
Definitely been on both sides of the coin.
Mm. Facts.
Like you said, P's, it's Baltimore, man. You play in any gym anyway, it could go down. If you're beating somebody too bad, you know what I mean? Somebody ain't get the right foul call in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It could go down anytime.
Baltimore hoop scene is something different, man. You got to be prepared to go in them gyms, man. You got to be prepared to go to them summer games, because if you ain't willing to do what you got to do to protect yourself, you're going to be a sheep out there.
Facts. We're getting better, though. Shout out to my man T-Holes and the Free Smoke Tour. They've been doing that all these last two summers, and it ain't been no issue. So, yeah, yes, we're getting better.
Yes, sir.
But I think that's what made it so exciting being out there, because, you know, there's some real ones out here, but we out here to watch this basketball.
It's like the Locks and Dipset.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's the energy is in the air. You never know. Anything could tilt it, but hopefully it just stay positive and we can make a good experience out of it.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Word. Sure. So along with that, you know what I mean, we're going to move on to something a little different. You know, I was actually watching ESPN today while I was at work, and I saw the question of, can Zion Williams still be the face of the NBA? Y'all know, because he came out of Duke, you know, he was projected to be that guy to take over when LeBron finally retired. But it don't seem like it's going that way through, you know, injuries and kind of his weight problems and, you know, all kinds of things. It's kind of sad to see, but it's kind of in his hands to come to camp in shape and, you know, do what he got to do to do it. So I just want to get y'all opinions on what y'all think about Zion Williams. You know, with me, I don't think he can still be the face. I think it's kind of the NBA kind of moved on from Zion. And, you know, once the NBA move on, it's hard to get back in that flow. So I'm just kind of get y'all thoughts. What you think about Zion, P's, and his game so far, and if he can get back the way he was and whatever.
Hey, man, I'm going to say another wise man quote. A wise man once said, the best ability is availability. If you ain't available, you ain't no good to us. You know what I mean? And like he got all the, I guess, the potential in the world. But yeah, if he can't stay on the court, you know what I mean? He can't be the face of the league. He can't be the face of New Orleans if you're not on the court. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I said, they said he came to camp this year, like 300 something pounds and all that. He already a big dude anyway. So just to come in and camp overweight, it's kind of hard to, you know, compete and be on the court. So yeah, no, I don't think he can be the face of the league. Especially with other young stars like Trey and, you know, Ja Morant, them dudes starting to catch fire now. So yeah, he got a lot of catching up to do.
Right. Chad, what you think, bro?
No, I agree. I think he's made a good point. He can't be the face of the NBA because of these young guys. Like, I think Luka is pretty much Luka, Giannis, them two guys is like the next faces, like the next Stephen LeBron of the league. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he ain't even been on the court enough to even start to build that resume. He just got his name. His name kept him here so far, but that's only so much if you can't get out there and show that you are who people think you are. Right. So let alone be the face of the NBA, I don't even know if he can be the face of the Pelicans, like P said, because you got Brandon Ingram down there that's getting busy. Mm-hmm. And I'm healthy. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to stay out here on the court and go to war with my guys. You know what I mean? I'm locked in. There's no way you can take the ball out of his hands when he's producing the way he is. And this man can't even help him out. You know what I mean?
Facts.
There's no way you can take the ball out of his hands. Like, so I think he might be taking the keys to that organization.
It's kind of crazy that you said that too, because that bring up the thought process of, is Zion Williams' game, current game, like a game pattern that wins, or something that's going to have him long lasting, or even staying in the NBA for a long time? Like, what does y'all know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say, like, how does he fit? What does he do best? And is that something that the NBA, you know, thrives in the NBA? Right now, I'm not sure.
I wouldn't say. I think for real, just, I know there's two different body styles, the way they look, but he could take notes from like a Giannis for real, because he's not really a good shooter, but he got that body size to where, though, when he healthy, he can straight just bully ball anybody. You know what I mean? So right. If he could take notes from a Giannis and stay on the court, then he got potential to be, you know what I mean, good, but yeah, he got to get on the court first.
Mm-hmm. And to piggyback off that, I agree. I think he's quick enough. He's a smart basketball player. Like, he makes the he usually makes the right play. He got a good basketball IQ. He can pass well. His mid-range game is good. He got great footwork. So he can last. He just got to be able to be healthy. But that's hard for a guy if you're coming in 300 pounds, you know, putting all that pressure with all that explosiveness. It's kind of already a bad formula for him to stay healthy. You know what I mean? Man. And he's young going through this. So he got time, but he don't got a lot of time to keep not being able to catch a rhythm.
Yeah.
Then they said that man got them Kenny Smith legs too. So that's going to be hard for him with them. So I saw that on Twitter. I was tripping about that, man. But no, man, Zion, shout out to you, man. Get back healthy, get on the court, man.
Yeah,
you got
sure.
That beast, man. You're on the court, man.
We're definitely rooting for you, shorty. We just keeping it real. You know?
Definitely fun to watch, man. Definitely, but like you said, it's kind of a hard recipe to be so big and have that much explosiveness. Your knees, when he get done with the league, man, his knees, Kenny's for real, Kenny Smith knee.
Yeah.
So make it count, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I think he's gonna come back and get busy. I'm sorry, keep going, but that's the last thing I'm gonna say about it. I think he's gonna come back and get busy, but it's too much momentum around the league for him to be the face. But he's still gonna come back and get busy and be scary.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm just gonna say. If you wanted to talk about momentum and go to one of his former teammates, your boy Lonzo. You know, I mean, they got a lot of momentum over there in Chicago. I'm pretty sure you can talk about that.
You know what I mean? And to quote my man, Grub, we a fun little team. Fun little undefeated team, you know? That's cool. But no, for real, on a serious note, Lonzo, he the key. He's him and DeMar. Well, I ain't even going to do that, because all of these guys, they play together so well. Like, I watch every game, and it's really a different organization. It feel like they all on the same page. They all like each other. Like, they hugging after plays. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They running to pick each other up off the floor. The eye test stuff that we talk about, that basketball players understand, it is different. You know what I mean? It means something different. They doing all of those things on defense. They making second and third efforts on a defensive end. Like, somebody get a rebound, think they got a layup, they swatting. You know what I mean? I seen DeMar DeRozan fall out of bounds. We got the rebound. He jumped back in, made a, you know what I mean? Like, just the effort is different. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to go a long way this season. And I'm excited to keep watching my guys. But shout out to Zoe for being a leader in that, an equalizer in that.
You got to give it up when you see it happening. So Zoe changed from changing his shot to all the adversity he'd been through to being, you know, under a microscope when he first came in the league. It looked like he finally got a chance to settle down. You know, all the pressure is not on him to perform. So he just looked like he out there playing his game, man. Like I always say, yo, you're going to win if you're having fun. It's inevitable. If you out there having fun, and you in your rhythm, you in your zone, you're not scared to shoot because ain't nobody going to take you out the game, or you ain't scared to make a mistake. That's the best basketball to watch. So I got to give it up to Chicago, man. They've been real fun to watch. You know what I mean? So, like I said.
You got a slammer jammer.
Hopefully they ain't, I mean, it ain't happening too fast, man. So,
no, we ain't blowing out a low pause. We ain't doing that.
Man, but yeah, shout out to Chicago, man. Definitely one of the funner teams to watch in the NBA right now. And I think they're a top story in the NBA. And they look like they doing good in it's kind of stacked East. So
yeah,
it's good to watch, man. So shout out to them, man. My Blazers, we on the fence right now. You know, we have a good game here and a bad game here, but you know, that's all expected from you know, a new coaching and new terms and new defensive schemes and all this kind of stuff. So, but I got to give it to Anthony Simons, man. I'm not a fan of him, but that boy been playing, bro. I think he's from somewhere in Maryland. I can't put my finger on it right now. Maryland, kind of Maryland guy coming in. I think he got the green light from Chauncey to actually just, like I say, make a mistake. You know, if you make a mistake, don't worry about it. Get back and do what you do. And I think that's the best zone you can be in as a basketball player, is a comfort zone. So it looked like he in that zone, man. So I'm looking forward to
it.
Hey, that's
the best zone you can be in is a comfort zone. I like that.
I might have to tweet that.
Drop a bomb on your joint or something.
I ain't even got no bombs. I'm about to upgrade our soundboard. So y'all know, I'm gonna upgrade our soundboard. Y'all gonna be hearing all kinds of stuff, man. Don't worry about it. Definitely need bombs. We need the Jamaican horn, the bam 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 joint. We need that too.
Hey, Grub, can I ask you this about your boys real quick?
Yep.
Do you think your team is the same team at the end of the season, roster-wise?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, that's a good point because maybe Chauncey is willing to just let him play so that he could show other teams that he's worth. You know how that's how you think sometimes. You know what I mean? It's the beginning of the season. We got a long road. Let that man get off at the beginning of the season. So when trade deadline come around, you got some value. Maybe. I'm not sure. But as of right now, it's kind of hard for me. And I'm a fan. So I'm always speak the truth. I ain't going to just be on cloud nine all the time. But it's kind of hard for me to see them beating a top Western Conference team right now unless they, you know, keep gelling and gelling. Because the offense, they played Memphis last night, which was a beautiful game to watch because I actually got to see the offense run how Chauncey wanted it to run. Like Chino said, they was out there swiping. They was out there having fun, laughing, joking. The young boys got in. You know what I mean? They was doing their thing. Greg Brown got a couple dunks, all that stuff. So when you playing like that, it's hard to lose. So hopefully they can just continue to build that chemistry. And once they get that chemistry down, Pettis, who knows how far they're going to go. So, Pease, what you think about my boys so far without Melo on it?
No, what I was going to say was, you know what I mean, how y'all feel about your boy Dame, because y'all know it's been a new rule change that just happened this season, the start of this season.
Yes, sir.
Something like with the fouls or something, they're not giving people like Dame, Harden, who else? Trae Young, they're not giving those guys those kind of calls where they kind of play to get the foul call sometime.
Yeah.
I was going to say
little leanings and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was going to ask you, girl, like, what is your thoughts on that new rule change and how you think it's affecting your boy Dame?
I actually think Dame struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season but the first few games, he struggled a little bit because it's hard to get that out your mind because I think he built his game to add that into his bag. So he mm-hmm. added that into his bag. He wasn't doing that when he first came in the league. So I think how players do, especially James Harden, he famous for manipulating the rules or finding the gray area in the rules and taking advantage of it. So I think Dame did that, but this game, like I said, he played with Memphis. He was just finding space to get his shot versus just going up with somebody in his face, hoping to get fouled and hoping he get the and one. So I think players are going to have to be way more creative, bro. And it's going to push some players to, like I said, make up some things or be successful and figure out a new gray area, or they're going to fall. As of right now, it looks like everybody is affected by that rule. So
yeah,
I don't know. What you think, Gino?
No, for sure, I think it's having an effect on guys like him, James Harden, Trae Young, those guys that used to that, getting that respect call. I call them respect calls because only certain people get them. So if you, like you said, bro, I think they all built that into their package. And if you're a professional player, you got to think of how much repetition it takes to put something into your package in the NBA game. So if you've done that over the last however many years, and then this is rule change, it's obviously going to be an adjustment period. And I think that's what's happening right now for a lot of these guys, on top of just the NBA being better. Like, the talent is spread out around the league. Like, it hasn't been in a long time. And I think these past 2 years with people that didn't usually get opportunities, getting opportunities, younger guys getting opportunities with these blown up teams. Mm-hmm. And building the confidence, not having a crowd boo you if you have a bad game, stuff like that. I think the league has just gotten better, and people ain't scared of a lot of these guys the way they used to be either. So I think you compound both of them, that's what you get, what you got right now.
I agree. I think that rule, like I said earlier, my bad, piece. I think that rule kind of forces you to be more creative, and then it forces you to actually play the game, like, instead of trying to find that gray area. You got to get to your spot. And how you going to get to your spot? How you going to make the shot? You got to figure out ways to be a little bit more creative. Bring the, not to get too technical in basketball talks, but bring the picker up a little bit higher off of the three-point line, so you got some room when you come off that line or off that pick to maneuver and get some space. So that's what I saw Portland doing, actually bringing a big up higher to set the pick above the three-point line, so it give Dame a little bit of more space to do his thing once he get off that pick. So it's cool to watch teams adjust to that new rule and see how they do it. If it work, it work. If it don't, it don't. So it's just cool to see, man. It's always cool to see changes.
But I think these guys, in fairness to them, they are going to make the adjustment for sure. These guys are guys that can get their shot whenever they want to. It's just that they can get the extra foul line points. They know how to do that as well. But these guys can get to a spot, put you in a situation, and get a bucket on you. They can do that. Yep. So once they remove that part of their bag, I think they still pretty much the same effectiveness that they were. Mm-hmm.
So let me challenge you on that, Chino. So. With Trae Young and Dame, I feel like they capable of doing it. But somebody like James Harden, who I feel like, oh, this is because of him. when he first got traded to Houston, like, he just, like, he changed the game with that step back three, getting that 4 point, that, that 4 point play.
Mm-hmm. He a poster boy for it, for sure.
Facts.
Yeah. ISO at the top of the key and going to the rack and doing that little swing and his arm up, going to the foul line, getting 12, 15 free throws a night. So he's been dominant at it, doing it for about, it seemed like maybe like 8 to 9 seasons, something since he started in Houston. So somebody like him, to where though, like, his stardom was created off of that rule. You still feel like he could even, potentially been on this 75th anniversary team without him getting all them calls and stuff?
Would he have made the team? I don't think he belongs on the team right now. No, that's not no disrespect.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
You guys playing that, bro. Guys.
Too many guys, yo. It's too many guys that made. I think it's hard to put anybody that's still playing unless you like a GOAT. on that type of list. You know what I mean? Because we don't really know. James Harden has gotten a lot of points, but he ain't did nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't did nothing to be top 75 of a league that got 300 guys in it every year for the last 75 years. You mean to tell me that guy's just one of them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he ain't even done. I'm not being disrespectful. Like, he is great. He is one of the greats in the NBA right now, for sure. No question.
Yeah.
I don't think he even belongs on it.
I said, so, man, we was texting about this. Remember, I was saying, so you don't think, like, his scoring titles and his MVP matter? Or not matter, but, you know what I mean, help his case out?
They help his case, but it's other – like, Dwight not on the list. You got Grant Hill not on the list. T-Mac not on the list. Vince not on the list. I mean, it's too many guys. I
forgot about Grant Hill. That's a good one.
Ooh,
you got to think about what Vince did for the Raptors. The Raptors were nobody.
Tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to think about if you're going to do a top 75 ever, you know what I mean? Come on, he's not even done.
Yeah, that top 75 list is kind of like the rappers putting out the top 10 list, man. It's kind of hard. It's definitely a debatable subject if your favorite player left off or if he on. But I think it's kind of tough to pick one. If you think about it, to pick one player per year, of course, players may play multiple years, but bro, like Chino says, 300 players in there every year. Like, that's kind of tough to say James Harden is top 75 out of thousands and thousands of people that won championships, that won MVPs, that won, you know, had an impact on a city.
Robert Horry would be before him.
Robert Horry.
He was a contributing reason to every team he went and won a championship. He was a part of. Like, he wasn't just like a guy.
That's a fact.
For sure.
It's a fact, man. That list kind of hard to do, man. But the funny thing, one of the funny things is that I seen Klay Thompson. I think Draymond Green got him a jersey that said 77. He said he's the 77th best player ever.
Hey, McGraw, I ain't gonna let you out the hook, bro. What you think about your boy Dame? Do you feel like he should have made the team?
That's tough. If you say over a Dwight Howard, no, because all that Dwight Howard did, bro, like people forget Dwight Howard was a young, 18, fresh out of high school, went to an Orlando team that was not good, became the face of the Orlando team. He won championships. I'm pretty sure defensive MVP, maybe.
A couple times. Yeah, defense player of the year, a couple times for sure.
Yeah, all first teams a couple times, championships. Like, come on, bro. You can't deny that. I don't care who your favorite player is. If they made it and Dwight ain't make it, he should have made it over them. That's you know what I mean? Especially if he's big playing now. So Dame still got some ways to go in my book, bro. He ain't win an MVP yet. You know what I mean? He ain't get out the Western Conference yet. And he still got some ways to go for accolades to make top 75. I'm happy they gave it to him, of course. I know he happy about it, but that just sparked fire under people like a CJ McCollum. We was just talking about a little bit earlier, like leaving people off that list that they probably feel like they should be there. But, he shouldn't. But Dwight Howard definitely got a case. Grant Hill definitely got a case. T-Mac definitely got a case. So,
definitely.
You can't leave them guys off any list, man. Them guys made a big difference in the NBA.
I agree with both of y'all. What I was gonna say is like those like James Harden and like Dame. I feel like they could be on like this next list. They probably make what top 100 or something like that. Cause they still in the league and they not fresh, but they ain't been in the league as long as like the other guys like LeBron and D Wade and even Melo like. Those guys been in the league 15 plus years, so I feel like they earned to get on there. But like Dame, and you know what I mean, they got some years to go. I think so.
You can't deny.
I agree.
You can't deny KD or LeBron or Steph, man. You can't deny them guys. And I think if they still playing, they have to be undeniable. And
exactly,
you can't deny those guys.
Exactly.
I wonder who came up with that list. Like, do y'all know where the list came from? Who voted?
They had votes. They had a bunch of random people had votes. Like, I think Stephen A. had a vote. Michael Wilbon had a vote.
Oh, right.
A couple other media personality. I think some coaches.
Man, tell Dwight they should have gave Bro Nation Hoops a vote. We'd have been.
Fact.
Fact.
But I was going to say that. Yeah, I know though. It actually was a top 50 team, I guess, at the 50th anniversary. And dudes like Dominique Wilkins and a couple other players didn't make the top 50, but they made this list. So, you know what I mean? A couple of players like the White.
They probably ain't make the top 50 for the same reason I feel like these guys shouldn't make the top 75. He probably wasn't done yet. Like, they probably had to, you know what I mean? Because they made that list, what, 25 years ago?
Yeah, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, if they made it 25 years ago, Dominique should have been on the list.
Dominique was. That's crazy.
He's a snub. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even realize the timeline. 25 years ago, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember that, them getting jackets and all that. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't think you'll ever get a list like that right, no matter what category it's in. But it's kind of hard.
Super subjective.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to. And I don't think no player should feel no type of way about it, because like Chino just said, it's subjective, man. It's their favorite players. It's who they looked at the most. So just take it as a little bit of fuel, put that battery in your back and go out and perform, man. That's all I say.
Good.
Definitely. Hey, man, you can talk about a lot of stuff, but, you know, we got this thing we call this the segments. I feel like we should go ahead and jump into them.
Segment.
My favorite part.
My favorite part of this joint, man. Last week, P's came through with a dope Fair to Compare. I think we got a lot of traction from that, man. We got a lot of engagement from it. So I look forward to P's Fair to Compare, man. So we about to get this Fair to Compare, P's. Let's go. Let's drive it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, what? Just a quick shout out to the sponsor. You know what I mean? This Fair to Compare is sponsored by Dimensions Dance Center. I'm pretty sure y'all been following us. Y'all already know Dimensions Dance Center. Y'all can follow them on Instagram at Dance with DDC, Facebook, Dimensions Dance Center. Like I said, Fair to Compare is sponsored by Dimensions Dance Center, one of the top dance studios out here in Harford County, man. Look them up.
Let's go.
All right, so, you know what I mean? I went vintage last week with the Fair to Compare, with the GP and Sean Kemp versus CP3 in Lob City with the Blake Griffin. I don't think we got a definite winner on that one. It was kind of neck and neck. I think kind of the older heads went, you know what I mean? Well, not, you know, yeah, the older heads went with the, you know, Sean Kemp.
What you trying to say, bro?
You know what I mean? But no, I think I got another spicy one, man. Y'all know I call them spicy. So this one, I'm going back to, I'm going to do some newer guys. I'm going to jump right into it. We got my man Trey Young versus Ja Morant. Two hot point guards right now. I think both of them eventually, if not, might be top five point guards in the league. My man Trey Young here come down, hit a three in your face and bow to the crowd on you. My man Ja here, you know, he'll come down, cross you, give you a boom boom, and, you know what I mean, dish it off or dunk on you. I feel like both of them great leaders of that team, Young, both of them hungry. I'm going to jump right into it, man. Who y'all got Fair to Compare, Trey Young or Ja Morant? My man, girl, I'm going to go to you first.
Jeez, I knew that was coming. off the top, bro. Like, and I know it's last episode when we did this Fair to Compare, I know we was talking the whole week after that, like bringing up stuff and all that stuff. So off the top, my eye test. Damn, that's awful, bro. My eye test says that Ja probably gonna last a little bit longer in the spotlight than Trey. That's tough, and I think I got a reason for saying, all right, it's coming to me now. I got a reason for saying that. All right, so my reasoning is right now the NBA is a three-point shooters league. If you can shoot, you can shoot, but and you can shine in shooting, but there's very few people in the NBA that can do what Ja does. So I think that makes him stand out a little bit more, because you can always, as an NBA player, you can always add a jump shot to your, at least a solid jump shot. You might not be proficient, but you can add a jump shot to your game, and you can make it enough where people respect it. So I think that's the one key that he probably missing is the respect for his jump shot. But as of right now, bro, he's a – I don't want to say it, but people want to disagree, but he's a better version of a Russell Westbrook. I mean, he got moves. He can get past.
Who won't disagree?
It's going to be somebody out there that disagrees. It's funny because I was actually thinking that you was going to disagree. But no, he got moves. He got the pace. He got the control. I was watching the game last night, and I was listening to him talk to his team. He got the leadership. He got the respect of other players, but he still got room to grow, bro. I think Trae Young is kind of topped out, really, because how much better can you get? What can he do to add to his game? That's a great question, I think. What element can Trae Young add to his game that makes him better than he already is? Dang, that's a good question.
That's pretty good to be, though. That's pretty good to be.
I'm not doubting his talent. And I'm not saying that he's not a good player, but I don't think he has room to grow. I think that his game is what his game is, but I think Ja still has room to grow because he can add a jump shot. He can add defense to his game. He's a big enough guard. So my eye test would tell me Trae is a great player. Trae has a bright future, but I think Ja is going to kind of outshine him a little bit when it's all said and done.
That's a good one. What about you, Chino?
I'm going to say this first, right? Every time we get to these fair to compare and he's doing his introduction, I'm like, all right, what are you coming with?
I know.
Then he said, right, and he say what he say. And the first second he said, I'm like, that's easy. Then 2 seconds later, I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
That's a little different. That's a little tough. Bro, this is tough, bro.
Mm-hmm. And
that's golly. I'm trying to put together my argument right now, too. But like bro said, off the top of my head, I'm gonna have to agree with my guy this week. I'm feeling agreeable this week. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Ja Morant too.
I'm back in it.
But I don't know if it's for the same reason, because I feel like, to kind of agree and disagree with girl, I feel like Trae, his next evolution is gonna be the mental part of the game, like learning how to control the game with his mind better, learning to pick his spots better.
Great
you
point.
Know what I mean? Knowing when to get his guys involved. Because once you get to a certain level of talent, the game is only can be played more up here. So I think he still got room to grow, but I don't think he got no more room to grow physically. And with that being said, that's why I'm gonna have to go with Ja Morant, because when you get into them battles in the playoffs, they can pick on you on the defensive end. But Ja Morant, he can't be picked on. He's a bigger guard. He's a guard just like as well as Trae, but he's a guard that can wear you down on the offensive end, and you can't really wear him down as much on the defensive end because he can handle that physicality better, and he's only gonna get stronger.
Can I jump in real quick with that one though, Chino?
For sure.
Challenge you on that. So with the physicality part, we've seen it been done at a high level. With Steph. Steph, a smaller guard who's, he's no physical presence, you know what I mean? But he got something you can't teach was that jump shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like Trae is a version of Steph a little bit, I guess you can say. But not even a little bit. Trae, you know what I mean? He can shoot, he got a handle. I feel like, you know, he has a little swagger about him to where though he don't care who he's playing against, he coming at you too. So just speaking of that, as far as the physical part, you don't think somebody like Trae can overcome that with his skill level?
I think he could, but if we're talking right now, that's the reason I'm taking Ja over him. And I think he has yet to prove that. You know what I mean? If we're talking about Steph had to prove that as well, because at one point they were attacking him. Like Kyrie was specifically assigned to attack him on the defensive, on the offensive end. And he had to put that in his package. So if we come to a point where Trae do that, then this argument is even crazy. But for the sake of the argument of the moment, that's why I'm going Ja, because he's better equipped for that right now, and his team is a playoff contender in a Western Conference where it's like
every
oh
night.
My God, you know what I mean? Yeah, like every day you're gonna have to really go. In the East is picking up. The Eastern Conference competition has picked up a lot, but there's still a few teams that you know you can – you don't have to go
– take that night off.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just off the strength of that, I'm going to go Ja. And they call him my man D-Rose 2.0. We already know what's up
that's
with
a,
that.
Oh, that's a better comparison. My bad. I mean, that's a better comparison than Russ. My bad. But
that's cool, though, because D-Rose better than Russ, too.
Hey, who won't make the argument? Hoopers. Hoopers out there.
That's a good one from me.
Can you challenge him on it? He ain't gonna get nothing from me neither, but I'm just saying, somebody out there is a Russ fan. You know them Russ fans out there, bro. You know
they're all is, man. Heck, bro. Hey, shout out to one of my guys. I was arguing with my man all week up. It's something I said on the season premiere. I was arguing about my man Smoke. Shout out my guy Smoke. Yeah, cool. We've been my guy since the snot nose. But well, if you got something to say, we could talk about it too, baby.
Yeah, and to piggyback off what Sal said, not to take too much time, but I think I like your point about Trey's mental. If Trey can get the mentality that Steph has, because I think Steph got the mental game down pat, and I think that's why he's still able to get his shot off when he know everybody is gunning for him because of the mental note and picking his spots and when to shoot, when not to shoot. So I think he's definitely still got room to grow mentally, but you know I still got Trey outshining him. I mean, not Trey, Jai Alshon. What you think, Pease? We ain't get your opinion, bro. You brought it up.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
You pick Trey.
No, what's crazy is I'm going with Jai. And it's crazy because I actually been debating this about it at work with a couple of people. So I always said, even last year when Jai was, I think Jai was a rookie last year.
Yeah.
No, 2 years ago when Jai was a rookie. I was saying he was better than Trey Young back then because every time they went head-to-head, he actually – I can say a lot Trey down, but he outperformed Trey every time they went head to head. You know what I mean? So the one-on-one matchup, he seemed like he take it personal. Like, nah, I'm playing against you tonight. I'm going to lock you down and I'm going, you know, I'm going to get the win at that. And, you know, as he, what you said about the physicality and the size and all that pause, but you know what I mean? That makes a difference as well. So, you know what I mean? That's just, you know what I mean? Just overall, just watching him this year, like his game on another level, he hitting, even with him hitting a couple threes a game now, it just seems like, you know what I mean, he's more comfortable out there. You can tell he's working on his game. And just the physical part, like Chino said, Trey was going off in the playoffs last year, but by the time I think they got to the conference finals, I think Milwaukee, they just kept laying on him. And then, sorry to say, he ended up, I guess, weighing down and he got hurt or something like that. So I say all that to say, yeah, I'm going Ja Morant too.
So. 3-0.
Hey, bros, before we end the segment, can I say that anybody that want to make this Russ argument for D-Rose is currently has the highest plus minus rating in the NBA.
Hey, okay.
Let's go. You know Chino going to always back up D-Rose, bro. No matter if you play for the Bulls or not, man. So, hey, if y'all got a Russ argument, man, if y'all got a Russ argument with him fitting with the Lakers or just being a better player than Derrick Rose or whatever, you got the Russ argument, man, just let us know. We willing to talk about it. We have yet to hear about it.
I mean, he's not better than Derrick Rose right now. Like right now.
Ooh, I agree. I agree.
Not prime Derrick Rose or none of that. We're not talking about that because he was better than him then. One of the youngest MVP in the NBA history. But yeah, I'm talking about right now, just so we clear.
Even with Russ Evans triple doubles the past five seasons.
Let's be clear. I'm talking about right now.
That's cool, man. So, look, man. Like we said, we gonna put this fair to compare up, like we always do, and weigh in, man. Let us know what y'all think. You know what I mean? How you feel about it? Is it a good one? Is it a bad one? You know your opinion on it or whatnot, man. So another great fair to compare piece.
For sure, bro. Shout out to you. That was good.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So we gonna move on to another part of our segments, and this is my segment. So we gonna drop into conversation starters. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
So, on this one, man, look, I know we all not fans of this guy, but, you know, this is an ongoing, y'all, so I'm pretty sure y'all already know who I'm talking about. And before I get started, you know, this conversation starter is brought to you by Charm and Lawn Care. You know, go check them out. You know, mowing season over right now, but you can always get in on there next season because the slots fill up fast. So shout out to Charmin Lawn Care. You can follow him on Instagram at Charmin Lawn Care and Facebook at Charmin Lawn Care. So shout out to them. But so let's move on to this question, bros. I thought about it a little bit, but I'm gonna see what y'all bros think. So the question for today is, and shout out to Pod Dex, is if LeBron finishes his career with 5 rings, would you consider him the GOAT? So I'm going to start off with Pease on that one.
No, not at all.
not ever.
Do I have to explain?
Yes, sir.
It's an easy one for me, but no, I mean, we all know what a GOAT is, MJ, man. So you figure if he ended his career off with 5 rings, what he had to play 20, 21 seasons to get 5 rings? MJ played maybe 13 valid seasons. That 14 from the Wizards, that don't count. So you figure MJ only played 13, you know what I mean, seasons, and he got 6 rings, 6-0. That man won MVP, Defensive Player of the Year. I think Giannis just did it, but before, you know what I mean, before then, Jordan was the only one to do it. Mm-hmm. And then even on the all-time scoring list, like, I think he's still top five, and he only played, you know, 13 years in the league. Like, that's crazy, man. He had the same team his whole career. They added pieces around him and Scotty, but he ain't had to go out and, you know, recruit players and all that other stuff. So I still have to say, no, LeBron don't got a chance. So.
Hey, peas, where your mic at? Go ahead and drop that thing. Golly,
<huh? laughs> hey, when you make a point, you make a point, bro.
Boy, we gonna
have these LeBron guys on us. But first is Russ, man. And we gonna have these LeBron guys on us, man. Go ahead, say what you
man. Can I say something real quick though, Chino?
Half that, absolutely.
No, I'm gonna say, because I know a lot of people probably looking and say, "Oh, he got a Lakers hat on, he a fake fan, and all that." I'm gonna just clarify one more thing. I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm a Melo fan. He played with the Lakers now, so I gotta root for the guys. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So just wanted to clarify that.
Facts. Hey. What he said, bro. You know what I mean?
Facts, bro.
Bro, like, no, but in all seriousness, like, yo, like, my argument was not going to be, it was going to be the, I agree with you, obviously, but it wasn't going to be as good as that. That's, you can't top that. Like, when you think about the fact that this man had to play 20 years and he's still, you know what I mean, just now getting in the top five, and Mike did it, and what, however you put it, see, I'm messing up your argument already. Yeah, but what he said, for real.
Look, we ain't got to stay on this long, bro. Like, I already knew where we was going with this when I pulled the question, but I think I kind of did it for the engagement, and, you know, for the fans, for the hoopers out there, because I know it's somebody out there that's going to be fuming when they see this. I know it's somebody out there that's going, head is going to turn red, man. Something.
Come on. I'm glad about time we got somebody coming at peas, man. Everybody want to keep coming at my neck.
I was just about to say, I welcome y'all to come on and debate, chance, whatever y'all want to do, man.
Facts. They was on Chino head about Giannis last season. They was on Chino head.
Man,
this guy, man. So yeah, hey, look, y'all LeBron fans out there, man, come on and make your case, man. We got our opinions, y'all got yours. Come on and make your case, man. Put it in our DMs or whatever. You know, we expecting guests this season. We want somebody that's a LeBron fan that can make a good argument about LeBron, so we can have a good, healthy debate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We need somebody that know their stuff, because you're going to get on here and Pete, you heard what Pete just said.
Come
on here, look bad.
hey, bro, no, let's not say that, because we don't want to scare him away. We going to make them look bad once they get on.
Yeah.
So y'all more than welcome, man. We some nice guys, man. Come on and have a nice conversation, man. Word, man. So that's my segment, man. That was pretty short and to the point. I already knew what my guys was gonna say. I kind of knew where I stood on it, but this question is posed for the engagement and just to have some healthy debates and let's see where it go. You know. So that's my segment. Conversation starters. And be here next week.
Yes, sir. Man, Chino, you got something cooking up this episode, right?
Yes, sir. We can get into it.
Yes, sir. So right now, we going to kick it to my guy with the new segment, Hoop of the Hooper. Let's go.
Yeah. Hoop of the Hooper. This segment is brought to you by Buzz Mobile Bartender. You know, you can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Talk About Buzz Mobile Bartender Service. Like I said, any event, wedding, birthday, you just want to kick back with your homies and you don't feel like pouring your drinks. I'll let Buzz Mobile Bartender, you know what I mean? Let them get you right. But anyway, this segment, like I said, is called Hoop of the Hooper. This is where we take questions from our hoopers. That's what we call our fans. We don't want to just call y'all fans. This is a family vibe over here.
Yes, sir.
So from our hoopers, you know what I mean? We take random questions that people send throughout the week or whatever and pick one and decide to discuss it amongst the crew, see what the guys think. So this week, shout out to my guy, Derek Chesney. Side note, my man is one of the dopest videographers around. So if you need some video work, go holler at him.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, shout out to my guy, Derek Chesney. He commented on one of our posts on the Brew Nation Hoops Instagram. He said, so he wanted to know what we thought who we thought was underperforming the most as a player, not so much as a team. What player we think is underperforming so far throughout the season? So I'm going to shoot that question over to my guy, Graw. See what you think, big bro.
Shout out to
underperforming.
What's his name? Shout out to Derek. Derek, man, we appreciate you for leaving that question. And it's a dope question too, because y'all know, y'all see my room, y'all see, you know, my Portland stuff everywhere. So I'm a true fan. I'm going to keep it 100. So as of right now, I got to go with Dame, man. I've been watching his games. And maybe it's like we said, just listening to y'all talk earlier and the segments and the questions we had earlier, that new rule may be a effect of why he kind of struggling right now. But as of right now, it looked like a CJ team. You know, CJ coming out, and like he said, CJ said earlier in the CO before the season start, he going at everybody every night. He don't care who it is. And that's what it looked like. It looks like Dame is playing off of CJ right now. So me being a Portland fan, I would have to say Dame. And I know he's going to pick it up throughout the season. I know it's going to come back and he's going to adjust. But as of right now, if you're asking me that question, I would have to say Dame. And my number two would have to be Russ. Take that, Russ fans.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a well put together answer. And I respect you for being a real fan and calling your man out when he needed to pick his game up. So
got to, bro.
For sure. That's a good pick. Peace, where you at with it, baby?
Fact. No, of course the easy answer would definitely be Russ, just because all the turnovers and all that he's doing right now. But no, I'm gonna go with James Harden, man. Pretty much just, you know, touching base on the new rule change I was talking about earlier. Just I think is messing with his game. I've seen some clips like he's just frustrated right now. He's throwing his hands up, looking at the ref instead of playing through the fouls and all that. I'm pretty sure at some point in his life, you know, playing on the playground and all that, he played through fouls. But since he's been in the league, that's how he made his money. You know what I mean? Looking for fouls all the time. So I think they said he tapped two or three in the league in turnovers so far this year. He said his shooting percentage down. He only averaged like 3 free throws a game. So y'all been watching James Harden over the years. Y'all know he lives on the free throw line. In fact, he ain't on the free throw line. He's struggling right now. So, yeah, I'm going to go with James Harden, man. The beard. Right now, he just got a mustache.
You call that man the mustache.
Beard of mustache. That don't even sound right. I like that one.
That was good. But yeah, just to round it out and get my input, I'm gonna have to agree with my guy Peace for a lot of the same reasons, and also because if anybody been paying attention to the show, y'all know my pick for the last couple episodes has been Brooklyn to win it all. You know what I mean? And I even spoke on how James Harden was getting in shape and inspiring the youths and all that type of stuff. You know, I spoke on that. So I personally expected him to come out in a different mood. You know what I mean? In a different kind of mindset. And I agree that the rule change is having that effect, but it's something else. Like, he just don't look right out there. Maybe he's letting it affect his mental too much, but he just looks off. You know, I'm sure, like Graw said about Dame, I'm sure he's gonna pick it up. But as of now, I gotta go with James because of the expectations from him and that team.
Great choice, man. Great choice. If y'all, I gotta ask y'all because y'all pick one. I gotta ask y'all if y'all had a number two guy. Do y'all got a number two guy that y'all think is underperforming, or it's Russ. Just Russ?
Yeah, it would have been Russ. Would have been Russ.
Hey Russ, man, take that, Russ. Hopefully he pick it up too, bro. But I don't got it happening with the team that he with. That's just my opinion.
I hope he can too. That's that clear too. I hope he gets better over there too. But it's just hard to see it.
Y'all talking about Russ getting better?
Yeah. No. Well, we shouldn't be talking about that.
No, trade the man. Because if you get better, you're gonna get big headed. You're really gonna start shooting threes and all that. No, just look for a trade it, man.
That's a great perspective, Pease. I didn't even think about that, bro. That Gilbert Arenas, before we get off here, Gilbert Arenas made a good point about Russ and shooting threes. Or I think he was talking about Ben Simmons as well. If he start making the threes, then he's gonna be more willing to shoot the threes, which is gonna ultimately play into the defense hand. That's a great point, Pease. Great point, man. Great segments, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Great show.
Yeah, shout out to you, Chino, with the new segment, man. That's going to be coming every week. Y'all, man.
Once again, brought to y'all by Buzz Mobile Bartender. Check them out on Instagram, Facebook. Talk about Buzz, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yes, sir. And we're gonna talk to y'all, Hoopers. If y'all got a question, that's why it's called Hooper the Hooper. I mean, we are three Hoopers, and I know y'all out there got some familiarity with the game, so we gonna call y'all Hoopers too. So if you got a question, you got that y'all want us to read on here, or you know, hit us in a DM or hit us in a comment on the page, and we gonna pick one and we gonna throw it out there, man. Y'all have great questions, just like we had great questions. So let's do it, man. Great segment, fellas. So right now, I think we done wrapped it up, man. We done went around the league. And we made it under an hour, fellas. We made it under an hour, man. Let's cheers for us.
Yes, sir. Great, man.
Last episode was a great conversation, great debate, but you never know what you're going to get on Bro Nation Hoops, man. You're going to get great debates. You're going to get great conversation. You're going to get a lot of basketball knowledge as well. So
might learn something.
Yes, sir. Like the intro say, you know, it ain't all about basketball. It's about life, too. So you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff from us, man. So stay tuned, man.
Sure.
We here dropping every Thursday. Audio will be out every Thursday. Video Thursday night, Friday morning. So just keep us in your hit the bell on Instagram so you can get a notification when that video drop.
Yes, sir.
Like, share, subscribe on YouTube as well.
Yes, facts. Follow us. Be engaged. You know, let's make this a community, like the slogan say, man. We connect through the game. So let's make this a community. Right. Let's get it going, man. That's all I got, man. Great segment, guys. Great show. Y'all got anything?
Yes, sir. Well, sir, let's get out of here,
Yes, sir.
So until next week, Bro Nation Hoops out.